So good to see all of you here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, where we read verse 14, "Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry." In previous verses, verse 7 says, "Neither be ye idolaters, as some were them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." It's interesting that in the idolatrous calf worship, mentioned in Numbers chapter 25 and verse 9, and also in Exodus 32 and verse 18, that what the Bible hones in on in the New Testament is their eating, their drinking, and their playing. And that kind of summarizes the purpose of idolatrous worship. It is just doing what I like to do, bringing pleasure to myself. And I know today is Super Bowl Sunday. And like all of you, I enjoy watching football. But I think sometimes that sports can rise to the level of idolatry. We've seen that demonstrated throughout this week with church cancellations, with cover-to-cover news coverage. Even the news is covering every little detail about every nuance of the thing. It's all about making money. That's all that it's about. And what gets lost many times in people that claim to be Christians is that their mentality goes right to that culture instead of saying, wait a minute, that's not what God would have me to do. God wants me to follow Him. God wants me to honor Him. And so we want to honor Him today. With all of the hubbub and all the noise that's out there in the world today, we want to come together this morning and worship the Lord God who made us, and to bring honor to His name with every word that we sing, with every prayer that's uttered, with every scripture verse that is shared. We want to honor Him today and make sure that He is not slighted in any way in my heart and life. Now, isn't that a wonderful purpose to have as we've come together? And so I give that reminder from 1 Corinthians 10. It's not something that's ancient or antiquated, idolatry. It's alive and well today. And we want to keep our hearts and minds focused upon the Lord.